State lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agree Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes juvenile prisons need to be shut down. But where to send the inmates has become an issue. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal calls for spending $46 million to create a new youth prison in Milwaukee County and further investing in the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison as a place for kids and teens at Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills to go to. But those facilities wouldn't be ready for years, meaning the Lincoln County facilities wouldn't close until 2024. While lawmakers debate how to best go about the transition, workers at the prison say conditions are as bad as they've ever been. A recent report from the court-ordered monitor of the facility says there's been vast improvements in overall atmosphere since December, when conditions were reported to be worsening.
There's not a time in history where such a statement would be more untrue for workers than today.
Sean Daly is the staff representative for ASME, the union for workers at the facility. He, along with prison workers, spoke during last week's budget hearing in Rhinelander on the conditions they continue to face on the job. They say management has failed to create a safe work environment. Ron Coleman has been a youth counselor at Lincoln Hills for 10 years. He says that staff that write up youth for misconduct have become targets.
Some youth threatening to rape and murder staff and their families. Female staff are especially targeted and experience sexual misconduct, including exposure of genitals and masturbation with the purpose of tormenting them. This harassment is commonplace.
Dave Tinker told the committee of increases in youth-on-youth fighting, use of force, sexual misconduct, and staff injuries.
I've worked at Lincoln Hill School for 7.5 years. Every day I face threats to my life, my coworkers' lives, and the safety of youth in our care.
Tinker and the others say they support Governor Evers' proposal to transition the facilities to adult prisons, but fear the consequences of waiting until 2024 without changes within the facility.
Our lives are at risk every day we go to work. Please take action before it's too late.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.